In a couple of minutes, suggestions for offsetting the next Hurricane Sandy, like build new infrastructure and maybe post signs on bridges that should have been repaired years ago. But first, continued fallout from another disaster, a potentially big blow to the British oil giant BP, whose Deepwater Horizon rig exploded in 2010, killing 11 people, spewing 5 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. This morning, the EPA blocked the company from future federal contracts because of a lack of business integrity. Also today, two BP oil rig workers are in court arraigned on manslaughter charges, and a BP executive is being arraigned for allegedly lying to Congress about how much oil flowed into the Gulf. Earlier this month, BP agreed to plead guilty to separate criminal charges of manslaughter and lying to Congress. Abram Lustgarten is a reporter with ProPublica, author of Run to Failure, BP and the Making of the Deepwater Horizon Disaster. Abram, AP is reporting today that this suspension of government contracts is standard practice when criminal charges raise questions about a company's responsibility. So they say standard practice, but you say you were surprised. Why?
Well, there's two different types of debarment. There is a very finite debarment that kicks in automatically when there's a criminal conviction, and that would be standard practice. Then there's what's called discretionary debarment, and that's a broader ban for the entire company from government contracts. And it appears to be a sanction against the entire company. The standard practice would be a sanction against a very specific facility in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, what does this mean to you that this has happened?
Well, it's quite significant. I think what's really important to remember is that this is 15 years in the works. This is not necessarily springing only from the Gulf disaster in 2010. The EPA and the federal government had an investigation considering debarring BP in the works since the late 1990s relating to several other criminal convictions in the past. And the Gulf spill, I think, is what put their investigation over the top. So in conjunction with the criminal charges filed last week, it's a very significant statement that the federal government in the United States is no longer patient with the way BP has consistently run its business and approached its risks over the last couple of decades.
Well, you could say that, but we noted that also today in New Orleans, two BP rig supervisors, Robert Calusa and Donald Vidrine, are facing manslaughter charges. The federal indictment says they disregarded high-pressure readings that should have tipped them off to the potential catastrophe. But their lawyers say they're scapegoats. So couldn't some say that these two men were singled out when an investigation pointed to failures at many levels?
Well, sure. I think you could spin that either way. I mean, what's significant about those indictments is that it is the first time in recent history, perhaps ever, that a senior manager has been charged with a crime at BP, has been held responsible in any way for BP's crimes over the years. There are likely people above the two men charged that are responsible. And in that sense, I suppose there's an argument that they're scapegoats. But they made critical decisions, and they made them poorly on the rig in the Gulf of Mexico in April 2010. And charging them sends a message for the first time through the BP organization that those kind of decisions come with consequences. And in that sense, those indictments are very substantial and very meaningful.
And as we said, a BP executive, David Rainey, also being arraigned today on charges of obstruction of Congress. Well, BP announced earlier in the month that it's going to plead guilty to charges and pay a record $4.5 billion in penalties. How much more is it going to cost them that they've had this contract ban?
That's very difficult to quantify at this point. It could be substantial. In past reporting, experts I spoke with had put the number in the billions, but whether that's $1 billion, $5 billion, $30 billion, it's very hard to know. And a lot of it depends on how long the debarment lasts and then what happens while they're debarred, that is to say, what opportunities the company misses in that particular period. Significantly, the Department of Interior is holding a lease sale in the western Gulf of Mexico today, and BP is not allowed to participate in that sale. And that's exactly the kind of huge consequences that this debarment can have, because that lease sale affects what BP's business will do for the next 10 or 20 years in the deepwater Gulf of Mexico. Even if debarment were to end tomorrow, but they couldn't participate in the lease sale today, that would have significant consequences.
Perhaps why it came today. ProPublica's Abram Lustgarten, author of Run to Failure, BP and the Making of the Deepwater Horizon Disaster. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.